The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tom Coleman is with me, the health scientist, corporate speaker, sleep expert as well, because I promised right at the outset of the show that we were going to have some sage advice. Tom is the man delivering it, not me. Tom, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Kieran.
Listen, this is a kind of a conversation, or a battle rather, maybe it's a better way to describe it, that all parents have at different stages. So how important is it that you've got a good sleep routine in the house for the kids?
It's hugely important, and it just gets thrown out of sync. I mean, we all know with children, if they're overtired, oh, they're cranky. So are adults. We are too, right? So this time of year, everything gets thrown completely out the window when it comes to school, work, uniforms, food, all that type of thing. So we have to try and help ourselves and our children. Now, habit formation takes a little bit of time. So it takes at least 21 days to form a new habit. Now, what can we do to lessen the friction of that is kind of give ourselves encouragement, okay? It's like when you say, I'll feel better when I go for the run. We tend to place the reward at the end.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of how our brain works, we're better to give ourselves encouragement and say, look, I'm enjoying this. This is good. And that will lessen the friction. So that's the first thing. Be patient with yourself and your child in formulating your new habit.
Okay. So for people maybe listening to this who are thinking, right, today is the day we're going to kind of kick into gear and put into place some better frameworks. Don't get despondent over the next few days is what you're saying.
Yes.
Give yourself until at least the middle of next month before start to review things.
Absolutely. You know, have a framework there. And if it doesn't go to plan, you know, build failure into it.
Yeah.
We have some people who are more kind of active in the evening. And then we have the people who are really active in the morning. So like we cannot get everything done in the evening, you know. Packing the lunches, getting the uniforms, doing the housework, doing all that type of stuff, and look after ourselves. So it's kind of find the balance for you and your partner.
Yeah.
So, right, how are we going to split this? Who's going to be more energetic in the morning? And how can we just make it so neither of us are absolutely exhausted?
So what's the low-hanging fruit here in terms of advice for parents, whereby that kind of bedtime routine, for example, is maybe a little all over the place at the moment?
Yeah. So we have to get up at the same time. So the responsibility then is to try and be strict with the boundaries and cutting off the screen time and stuff like that. Obviously, I mean, if we're engaging in the outside world and we're being active, that will really help because that builds something called sleep pressure in the brain. Okay. And that will there'll be less resistance from children to kind of get ready for bed and do bed. So I kind of say set a reverse snooze button, set an alarm to tell yourself, right, off social media, pack the lunches or whatever it may be, start the wind down. That cognitive wind down and emotional wind down is huge for children and for adults.
I'm asking this question of born out of personal experience. How valuable is it to let the kids know what stage in the process they're at any given moment? Our kids, if you spring it on them, it's a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, you may as well have told them, I don't know that. I was about to give an example there, which I shouldn't say on national radio. But something awful.
Yeah,
revelation.
It's a tragedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I see my 5-year-old, and it's like a betrayal, like when you tell
you kind of give them the lads 20 minutes time.
You have to. Because, I mean, there's no one better than negotiation than children, right? They're absolutely amazing. So, like, the more you communicate to your child and give them the heads up, this is happening, this is immovable, and try and stick to it. Okay, the better. So certainly communication with your child is huge.
Do you know where we don't communicate? We outsource then the timekeeping. We ask Alexa or whoever you happen to have in the corner of the room to give us a 10-minute timer. And it's amazing that if we were to say time is up, it's one more minute, but the alarm goes off and it's kind of Pavlovian, I guess, at this stage. They've just conditioned themselves to think, oh no, that's it now.
That's it now, And it's the pain is at the beginning of the process.
Yes.
For all of us, like the gym, like the food, like anything, like the new times. But then you'd be surprised, and we have to give our children credit here. Mm. They will adapt, they will overcome.
What about, as you say, kind of lots of things happening this time of year? Lots of winter activities have got going again, after school activities, homework maybe for primary school kids hasn't started yet. I think they often have the first few weeks off. But everybody is busy all of a sudden and it creeps later into the evening. How much of a window before bedtime do you need to leave where you're not trying to feed them, trying to do homework, bringing them back from activities, you're giving them a bit of wind down?
Yeah, that's massively important. Like, it does to a certain degree depend on the person or the child, but I would certainly be leaving a kind of a buffer zone after food of maybe 60 to 90 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and certainly look, screen time is not included. We don't want them to be on screens. People always talk about the blue and the white light. What's more detrimental is what they're doing. It's the engaging activity. We mistake comfort and distraction for relaxation, but it's not. I mean, who feels relaxed after 2 hours on TikTok, right? So we must leave that buffering zone.
Yeah. And then once they get up to bed, you know, what about parents who say that they're dealing with every night kind of at a certain point, the knock on the door, the footsteps in the hallway, the knock on the door, "Mommy, can I get into your bed?" You know, and let's be honest, the daddy is the loser because daddy ends up getting shifted out into the kid's single bed, like my house.
I hear you. And then we're getting knees and elbows into the ribs at all hours.
Yeah, and the problem is you make the easy choice, don't you? Like when it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you think, right, we need to deal with this.
Yeah.
Or I can just let her into the bed and I'll get into her bed. We'll all go back asleep.
As a parent, I can completely identify with this. You know, it's the easy choices. You know, at that time of the morning, then you know we kind of suffer the consequences. But it's giving the child lots of reassurance about when they wake up and empowering them to fall back asleep. Why are they waking up? It's a good question. Why are we waking up in the middle of the night? You know, a good question for adults to ask themselves and children, and this has been shown actually to lower anxiety, is what did I do today that was good for me?
Mm.
Right? And that has been shown by the world's leading expert on anxiety to lower anxiety levels.
Really?
Yeah, that self-care piece. And that
so
piece.
You know, imagine kids again, maybe who are not going to sleep when mum and dad are downstairs or something like that. These type of things.
Yeah.
You know, a positive way to wrap up their day.
A positive way is every night for 3 weeks, ask themselves that question. What did I do today that was good for me? And it's amazing what it does, but it does work because Dr. Coick has done this on a sample size of 300,000 people.
Okay.
So it's fantastic.
Listen, we could talk about this from now until 7 o'clock, but kind of the as I said earlier, the low-hanging fruit is 60 to 90-minute buffer zone.
60 to 90-minute buffer zone.
Give yourself 3 weeks at least of trying this out before you kind of revisit.
Correct. Nature outside, light is the master switch when it comes to sleep. Yeah.
And it's not as wet in Ireland. People will text in. I know they always do when you suggest kids go outside. It's not as wet in Ireland as people think.
It's not.
Put on a raincoat, they'll be fine.
It's not. The problem is the window, right?
Yeah.
When we're looking at going, oh my God, it's horrible. When we get out there, it's actually fine. And look how resilient kids are. So even for 10 or 15 minutes, we have receptors in the back of our retina specifically for different light frequencies at different times. That will help put them to sleep and keep them asleep.
All right. Listen, great advice, Tom. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Tom Coleman, health scientist, corporate speaker, sleep expert.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.